DJ. Hey everyone, this is Maniac from the blog. We are now on Satoshicast number 5. It is November 1st at 9:16 a.m. in the morning. And I apologize right now if you can hear that music, that trap music outside my window. It's because some Ajishis trying to sell some vegetables to moms who are cooking breakfast to their lovelies in the morning.
Yeah, my offer still stands. Like, seriously, buy some vegetables off him. The next morning when he comes back again, start chucking it out your window at him.
Dude, no, then I'm going to look like the freaking village idiot or something, okay?
They don't need to know it was you. They don't need to know it's you.
Dude, they'll know it's me. Who else would do that? Come on. It's the foreigners. Okay, quick intro. DT, say what's up.
What's up? Dude, you told me to say that. That's all I'm going to say. You told me to say that.
Okay, whatever. Okay, Cindy, boss lady, go ahead.
Hi, everyone.
Wow, any less enthusiastic? About another girl.
Hi, like, everyone.
It's like you don't want to be here. God.
I know. You don't have to be here, dude. You don't have to be here.
No,
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Whatever, Cindy. Okay. Green Tea, can you throw that out there, please?
Hey, it's GT here. What's up?
And last but not least, Hero.
Yes, Hero. This is Hero.
Aw, that's so cute. I'm just kidding.
Coming up and, you know... Hero. Making us look bad with all your Korean.
I know. She's already giving me a preview for what's later. So first things first, mini album release. I know we're all excited about it. Finally, thank goodness. I mean, is it just me or was it like 30 times better than the freaking O album? Whoa, I almost cussed there.
I like the fact that they went in a very, very different direction. At least it was fresh.
Well, I mean, what was fun about this, like, combat because me and Hero would spaz like every single day together waiting for the music video to be coming out.
Dude, I kept like, since my time zone is so screwed up compared to all you guys because I'm down under, I'm always missing the spaz.
Really?
Makes me a sad panda.
Kangaroo.
Okay. Alright, kangaroo, fine. Koala. Jesus. Stereotype much?
A sad Vegemite.
Vegemite.
I was surprised how it came out of the blue.
You can't be a sad Vegemite. That doesn't make sense.
What are your guys' favorite tracks on the album?
Mistake. Easy.
Yes.
Mistake.
Best Friend.
I like Best Friend.
Get out.
Too.
Both of you, get out.
Get out, Dred.
Best Friend sounds like something they would do. Like, definitely a Soshi track. But all the other ones are definitely something else out of their, you know, usual norm. So, I'm really happy for the ballad. What's the correct order of, comeback stages?
Music Bank.
Yep.
Music Core. Okay. Ikigayo.
Yep.
Ikigayo. Okay. Starting with Music Bank.
Look, Music Bank was my favorite. Mainly because of the costumes. That red striped black outfit, easily the best costume in that whole concept. Because it's so simple and it's just... Yeah, it's simple and sexy, and that's all I need. I don't need elaborate, you know, costuming or weird hairstyles or any of that.
No, I totally agree.
I like Jess's hairband. That's why I watch it, because of Jess's hairband.
The hairband.
Cindy, weren't you going crazy for Yuna's Bump It?
Oh my god. I don't even have words to describe that. I'm like shaking right now, because I love it so much.
Wow, I guess. But, like, really, though, the person that owned that video, hands down, Suyoung. Suyoung owned who?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Suyoung.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, she did really well.
She really stood out.
She did. Every time I saw that cowboy costume, I was like, damn.
It's weird. Right, yeah, every time I see her hair on the live performance, it just captivates me because it's still short like she usually does it, but it's styled in a way it's like, wow, that looks like that still looks really different.
Yeah,
I don't know, something about it when she walks out to do her verse, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
Imagine,
and then she has her, like, her arms on her hips.
Yeah, very powerful, very powerful.
Yeah, totally adds to her.
She does the eyes very well,
dude. That long freaking One Piece, she just looks so long and tall. It's ridiculous. Especially the gold outfit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This
very,
is
very, very weird wording there.
Sorry, guys. I'm as tall
Welcome
as
to Korea.
Sun Taeyeon. Yeah, I know, right? Dang.
That'd be weird. Hey, so what do you think of her? Oh, she looks long.
Shut up. Wow. Someone was bringing up that this is following a 60s style, which is totally true. This is totally, like, new school ha-ha-ha that they did. I don't know if you guys noticed that. That's what I thought.
To me, it seems like it's two prominent styles. One is, the whole thing, I think they're going a little, SM is going a little bit Western with all of this, but yeah, I think it's split up between two, like the whole gun concept, you know, which ties in with, you know, the whole James Bond thing that they did with, Choi Si-won in the MV, and also I think I'm getting a little bit of a cowboy 60s reference in there somewhere, you know, with the teaser and all that,
okay,
and some of the montage costumes.
In regards to that, do you guys feel like that clashes against each other? I mean, you have a cowboy thing, and then you have the Bond thing. It's like, at what point do these two even go together? People are saying, like, what the hell, they should have just either stuck with one or the other. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think they actually try to mix it together, per se, because they do, in the live performance, is either, you know, it's the same thing with the outfits, it's either one or the other. So if you take a look at it, like in the MV, the montage get like a good 20 seconds at the end, while the whole, you know, Choi Si-won, the whole 007 thing gets inched in and out throughout the whole thing. I don't think they've actually, you know, tried to mesh it together per se, but they've just tried. They have put it together, but I don't think they've tried to make a really weird like monster hybrid with it.
Anyone else want to say anything about that?
Well, with Inky Gayo come back yesterday, they were kind of like in spacesuits, sort of.
So yeah, I mean, that's another one that they could bring up, really, that's weirdly mixed in.
Speaking of the comebacks and the other intros, or the other performances of their songs, what'd you guys think about Mistake and Best Friend?
Best Friend was just epic because of the kiss.
Oh my gosh!
Sute!
Wow.
Like, seriously.
I don't think
you're
ever
that. You know, from a performance angle, I love that for Best Friend that they did two things. One, they did some choreography for it, and yep. Two, the people, if you take a look at the actual performance, the people that were actually singing didn't do any huge, like, didn't join the choreography or didn't do anything that was too taxing, so that they could still, you know, stand there and sing, and which really shows because they're all holding mics in that performance, which is just great. So I think it struck a really good balance, like, compared to Hoot, which is, like, a heap of load of dancing, and Mistake, which was actually just sitting there and singing.
Hero, did you want to say anything? This was your song on the album, right?
Yeah, I love this song. It reminded me of Kissing You, especially, like, the dress, like, the white dresses were like, oh my gosh, Kissing You! And the hair, too. And it's just, like, the innocent image of SNSD, like that original style that they had, so it was very nostalgic, it was very nice, very cute, and the kiss, definitely a plus.
Yeah, it definitely harkens back to those days.
And like, a plus out of that performance was like, a fan account said that Tiffany looks at the crowd after seeing it, and she's like, yeah, Best Friend was just a total lie, like the lyrics.
But, I mean, she was just embarrassed because she knew that the song was about her and Taeyeon, so, I mean, she's just kind of embarrassed.
True.
Now moving on to Mistake, my favorite song on the album.
Finally, yeah, Mistake! I love that song.
R&B kind of track. Oh my gosh, when I heard it, I started crying. It was so good. Not even that.
It was really good,
It was
though.
Really good. It was really good. And then when they performed it, who else wants to sock the whoever's in charge of Inkigayo in the face for making it a...
The short version?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people are complaining about that. I think the thing that everyone's complaining about is that they don't think that they'll get another shot at singing that song, because with their past record, you know, Star 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 was only sung once.
Yeah.
And, yeah, with all the other stuff, that like, a lot of people are doubting that they'll be able to sing that song live again, so that's why they're taking it pretty bad.
Probably have to wait for, like, a concert or something.
Yeah, that's...
To see that.
I mean, maybe
sucks.
We'll be lucky, we'll see it on, like, a radio show or something. Like a
true that. That's true.
Yeah, but then that the thing is, like, people would be complaining about how there's no, you know, star-spangled, like, stage or any, like, awesome costuming or any of that stuff, any cool setting. Like, you know, it's about, you know, the live HD setting and in, like, the music, like Inkigayo and all that.
We still have a few weeks.
Yeah.
We have to see what happens.
Is there anything you guys didn't like about that performance?
The wig.
Spinning stage, man.
That was weird.
Just out of nowhere.
At one point, I think that Jess was trying to suppress her laughter, because I could definitely see her, like, and turning away. So funny. And the bug. Just the bug. It was
a bug?
Yeah, it was high on Solo, and in the background there's, like, this huge bug just, like, hanging around. And I was like, if Tiffany saw that bug, she would have freaked out.
She would have ran off stage.
The bug rap.
Didn't they record that song multiple times also?
Because
Teo's mic wasn't working for the high notes.
Yeah, people are actually asking, are these shows, like, actually live or are they pre-recorded? I think what they do is they always pre-record these things. And, like,
they record a few times.
Yeah, they record a few times to make sure that nothing goes wrong. Yeah. Hmm. And I think they use the best one that they have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think Inkigayo's, the camera visuals is the best, though. All the other ones, Music Core, Music Bank, like,
oh,
the cameraman.
Yeah. Inkigayo's
really
best.
Good. Mm. Yeah. Hmm.
Outfits, I like Music Bank, though.
Yeah, Music Bank, hands down. They're those outfits are the best ones.
Is it just me, or do you guys think that the red part on the outfit was more pink in the video?
Yeah, no, I thought that as well. I honestly thought that.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a little
bit brighter. I'm pretty sure in a post I write that I really like their pink striped outfits rather than, you know, what I saw in the live performance.
Maybe
Wait,
the lighting.
They're not different outfits? The same outfits?
No, I think they're the same.
I think they're the same.
The lighting of the video. Yeah. I mean, I don't think they would shell out another how much to make costumes that are, like, pretty much exactly the same as the video.
Just different color.
Okay, Yuri on Running Man.
Yay, that was just recorded. That was just recorded last night
it was released last night, yeah.
Released last night.
Would you guys have that?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you have to watch the cuts. They seriously are the funniest thing ever. Like, usually when the girls...
I really enjoyed, like, Jess's when she was in Running Man, so I am looking forward to Yuri's Running Man, but I think I might wait till the subtitles are out, so I can actually understand what's going on.
Well, when the preview was released, people were wondering why Yuri was crying, and a lot of fans did get a little enraged, but it was actually really funny. It was just because of the little game, and according to Fan Wonder, the game was a speed challenge, and basically all the members prepared an odd speed quiz for Yuri behind her back, and in order to win the game, she would have to cheat, but Yuri, who was not aware of this, played by the rules, and ended up crying at the end of the game because she tried so hard.
Aww, that's messed up. Seriously?
So it was kind of funny because, like, the Gapyul, who's, like, always, like, a prankster, she got pranked this time around, so it's kind of funny.
She was so cute, though.
Maggie. Oh, yeah, she had this pout on her face. It was hilarious. Like,
Do you know any of the questions that they asked her? Or just were you just watching
her facial
expressions?
Oh, I was watching her facial expressions. Like, it was like Pictionary, I guess. And she was in this part. And she made the funniest scream ever. Like, if you watch it, she makes this scream that's like, "Wah!" Like, yeah.
Thanks for that, Zin.
Wow.
Okay. So, this next thing I'm really excited about, SNSD Radio. Can we all say DJ Tang is back?
Yes.
So,
just a wish,
if you guys
though.
Check out the blog, just a wish, that's true. If you guys check out the blog, Soshi is asking for a radio show, what they would like to do as a radio show. Everyone have, like, a radio segment, each and every one of them as a DJ, so that would give the fans, you know, the opportunity to listen to whoever their favorite member is, and especially Sunny and Taeyeon. Oh, man. Those are the best DJs ever. And if you guys think I'm lying, you need to see when they're together co-hosting. Oh, man. Best DJ duo ever. ever.
I'm hereby like pushing out the invitation for Soshi to join our podcast. What? What? Hey. What? Who said that?
I'll call Tiffany. I have her number. No big deal.
Yeah, you had the number. No big deal.
I'll call her up right now.
Me and Jessica are drinking tonight. I'll let her know.
No worries. Oh, all right.
Okay. Me and Sunny are gonna have an Aegir battle tonight. It's on.
Oh snap!
It's on.
YouTube. The big discussion. Lack of Hyoyeon.
I was worried about this. So yeah, a lot of people are asking, you know, oh well, it's been like this since the dawn of time, really. Why there is, you know, they see less and less of Hyoyeon, and you know, it's not only in the MV, but also, you know, singing and also appearances and all that stuff.
What are we gonna do? Do you need a stage a camp out outside of SM, guys? You guys want me to do that?
You know,
hunger strike.
Do it.
A one-man camp out.
You'd,
hunger strike.
It is a possibility. Look, personally, in my opinion, and I'm not going to say I'm right, because I'm probably not, but for me, there are two possible reasons of why this is happening. One is because SM is seeing Hyoyeon as what she is, the lead dancer, and because of that, they're not really giving her that much like freedom or that many opportunities to do that much, because she's always got that stigma about the lead dancer. And the second reason is, I know this doesn't sound nice at all, but it probably is SME responding to all the popularity, because if you take a look at it, whether you like it or not, Hyoyeon is the least popular out of all the other girls. And that is probably why she's not seen as much, because SME is probably responding to that, knowing that people would rather see the other eight rather than more of Hyoyeon. I know it's not fair on her, but then again, I think SME are looking at the numbers and they're acting with that information at hand.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, responding to Dredd's first reason, I mean, even if she is the lead dancer, then if you look at the hoop choreography, she's literally in the back, like, the entire time, which is kind of ridiculous, because if she is what the dancer image, then shouldn't they have at least given her a little more of a solo, or at least put her in the front or something?
That's true. I did think that there was very much a lack of Hyoyeon compared to other live performances, because she's always had her own little bit of a solo, you know, in Genie, she has that whole solo at the front, she has her own, like, little jump. In the past, SME have always gotten, yeah, Hyoyeon has always been involved in any, like, dance project that SNSD are doing. I mean, yes. It's not to say, like, but, yeah, it is quite weird how she has just been neglected this time, and it is quite hurtful to some fans.
She's actually the one that got me into the group, and oh my gosh, I just want to slaughter some people. Like, this is bull. Everyone knows it's bull. Like, unless there's like a dance project or something, and that's the other thing. She's not involved in like any, you know, the TV shows or radio appearances or anything.
It's very rare. Yeah, it's very rare when she comes on.
Like, the last thing she was in was We Got Married with Seohyun, just to, you know, be a guest appearance, a cameo on that. And that was it. Like, we never see her by herself.
Mm.
Maybe they're saving her for China.
But you know what? Like, this is kind of a random thought, but you know how they do the, like, award shows at the end of the year, and they do, like, collabs with other groups? If she does, like, a dance battle with, like, Min from Missei, or Minzy from 21, or, you know, like, then, you know, I'd be happy about that, but it's not like they're giving us any hints that, yeah, hey, Hyoyeon's going to be in this upcoming project. So we can only hope and wait, guys, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, the best thing that fans can do, like, that are actually in Korea is to let it be known, but it's very hard, because if taking a look at, you know, popularity and, you know, how many people like how many members, and it's very apparent to see the big jump between, you know, the popularity between each member.
Do you guys have any thoughts on your custom We Got Married pairing? If the girls could be paired up with any other guy from any other group, like, who would you guys want to see on that show?
Guys, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I have one.
Not cool.
Go ahead.
Tiffany and Tech.
Tech?
Yeah, Taekyeon from 2PM.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Are you serious?
You got to be kidding me.
Hell no.
What?
Why?
Really? Oh my god, you guys are such haters. No. Hero, don't you agree
no,
with me?
I'd rather,
I love that couple.
No, I prefer, to be honest...
It's way better than Yuna and Taekyeon.
No, I see, I prefer Taekyeon and Yuna.
No, Taekyeon and Sunny. Taekyeon and Sunny, okay? Please.
Oh, no.
Taekyeon and Sunny, that is hot.
No.
No way.
No.
What are your reasons, Cindy?
Taekyeon and Tiffany,
they were so cute on Family Outing.
Yeah, and those English conversations are just so freaking, and like, they're just so cute. They're like, I can't explain it. They're just freaking amazing.
Like, talking about those pancakes? Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect couple in my
Wow. Pancake conversation, okay.
That's the mark of true chemistry there. If you haven't had all the couples out there, if you haven't had a pancake conversation with your significant other, then that's it.
It's not true.
You better break
it's
up.
It's not true. You better break up.
You gotta have a pancake conversation.
Please don't break up.
Anyone
boys,
else?
If you want to get a girl, talk pancakes.
Yeah. For you Tiffany, know what, let's, it's not Tiffany, okay. Then it has to be Shion, I think. It's from Super Junior.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I've seen those fan cams, and they're just so adorable because it's so, I don't know, it's like everywhere. Like, you know, he would reach out for her hand or like give her a hug and then be like spazzing in the inside. So
I
if
agree
it's not
that.
Tech Fanny, then it has to be Shion Fanny? She Fanny? She
no.
She Fanny?
Yeah,
it sounds so weird.
Something like that. Okay, let's start from the oldest to the youngest. Taeyeon. Taeyeon with who?
Hyungdon Oppa! Hyungdon Oppa!
No, oh, hell no, dude. I'm gonna
let's
hate
go
you
back,
that.
Let's go back to We Got Married.
Okay,
if
we could have a redo. Taeyeon and who else? And, instead of...
Someone around her age, please.
Yes, okay,
she
redo.
Says she likes older men.
Okay.
Wait,
that
about
really
10
narrows
years?
It down. No. Okay, say a guy from another group.
Okay.
No older guys.
You know what? I can honestly tell you that this kind of thing does not enter into my brainwave. I don't think about this kind of stuff.
We'll just leave you out then. Anyways.
Yep. Anyway.
What did you say?
I said Wooyoung, just because they work together. But I don't really like it either. I think she just belongs with Tiffany, that's all.
Yep. I agree.
No.
Taney for life. Taney for life.
Jenny is real.
Taney is OTP.
No, Jenny is real.
No, ew. Get out of here. Taney is
funny forever. Tay Sun Tay, forever, okay?
Dandy
whatever. Yeah, Danshin duo for life. Okay, Jessica.
I was gonna say Jonghyun, but too late.
Who?
How about, Jonghyun, that's what Hero said.
Jonghyun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too late. Poor guy.
What do you mean, poor guy? The guy's just Shinsekyung.
My bad, poor girl.
Hisoka.
Dred's like flipping out.
Tonghae.
I'm flipping out right now.
Tonghae? From Super
Junior? Yeah, from Super Junior.
Who's next? Oh, Sunny. Oops. Sunny's in.
Sungmin.
Sunny and Taekyeon. Oh,
no.
Really? You like that couple? You're too cute, dude. Nah. You're too egg for me. No?
Sungmin, yeah.
Nobody? Sunny and Taekyeon. I'm just saying. Okay. Who's next?
Tiffany. Taekyeon.
Yeah,
no
tech. Tech. Tech.
Tech.
Tech.
Tech.
Jessica. Okay. Taeyeon. No, okay.
Yuri.
Oh, yes, Yulti. Yulti works as well.
Yulti, yeah.
No, okay. Anyways, Hyoyeon, lead dancer from any group. I would
say Taeyeon.
In Hyuk, dude, I would love her with Taeyeon. That would be hot.
Yeah.
You just have dancing babies all day.
Dancing babies? Really?
They dance their babies out.
I'm just saying.
Oh my god.
No one else? Oh, that one guy that had a crush on her from Beast?
I'm pretty sure that she's had a crush on someone recently.
What's that guy from Beast? Is it Doojin?
Dude,
I don't know, but I think he looks good with her.
Just have dancing babies, it doesn't matter.
Dancing babies.
Beauty? Yeah. You?
Kim Tae-woo!
Are you serious?
I'm joking, obviously. I'm joking.
They're pretty cute, though.
No, dude. Yuna. Yuna Yuri for life. Yuna. Soo-young.
Oppa?
Soo-young needs to be with someone that's as witty as she is. Or she's gonna get bored really
easy. Sunny.
No. Soo-young with Yuri or Hyo-yeon. That's my sandwich right there. Gold elevator. That was the best elevator, guys. I would get on that elevator and never get off. Those three girls. Whew.
No males for Soo-young?
Soo-young.
She a tall guy. Oh, her and Jung-shin from CNBLUE.
Ew.
No?
No?
Ew, he's so ugly.
I have some tall ass babies. Nobody?
We're gonna get some CNBLUE fans knocking on our door.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Cindy. We're dead.
I'm sorry, I'm zoned out.
Yuna.
Take Yon.
No.
No.
Yes. No.
That is so awkward, dude. No chemistry whatsoever.
You know what? I throw Lee Took in there.
How about Seungri? Seungri from Big Bang.
Seungri.
They did that show together. That was cute.
Nikun and Yuna. I like that couple.
Oh yeah, Nikun actually likes her as well, yeah.
Chan-chan was alright. So does all of Korea. It's true. I'm here.
True.
Nikun or Chan-sun. Okay, and the Magne.
I'm pretty sure Yong-seo is already done. That's done and dusted. That is there. That will be imprinted in gold.
Yep.
Forever.
Does that mean they're gonna have a? They're gonna get married and have a pancake conversation.
Yeah.
Sweet potato.
Yeah, sweet potato.
Oh, the blonde thing. That was what we were wanting to talk about for the longest time. Blonde guys, blonde.
Blonde.
I hate the wig. Blonde. I hate it.
Yes, I don't like the wigs. I don't like them at all.
Whose wigs? Let's be specific here.
Tiffany's.
Whose wigs?
Well, and Taeyeon as well. Her wig isn't that.
Her wig is ugly too.
Oh, when she has a short hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't.
And it's like curled. Yeah.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
Flip at the end. I know. Okay.
I can tolerate the blonde hair on Tiffany when it's long and she styles it up, but not when she has that really, really blonde short hair. That doesn't work at all. I don't know what the stylists are thinking, but it does not work out, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, it's a very extreme sort of style, I guess.
Like, I can say the same thing for Sunny as well. I mean, when I saw Sunny with the blonde hair, I'm like, oh, okay. But then it sort of had the opposite effect. As the more and more I looked at her hair and her, the more out of place it seemed. And by the end of it, I'm just like, looks a bit weird.
I was telling Dredd earlier before we started the podcast, the only person in K-pop, okay, there's the top three for me, but the person who can rock blonde the best is and always will be Jessica.
Easy.
Jessica was hot as a blonde. Like, easy. But Tiffany and Sunny
doesn't work.
And Hyo-yeon too. Hyo-yeon actually
was blonde.
She did, but she had that what is that? That German beer waitress braid thing going on. You know what I'm talking about? The Heidi, the Heidi hair.
The what?
But she can keep the
Heidi
color.
Hair? Yeah, she can keep the color. But
color's fine.
The hairstyle. The one on Inkigayo. She, you know, it was braided up.
Oh yeah. Ew.
Nah, it's gotta be down.
Yeah, it needs to be down, but it's fine.
It's gotta be down. But of those three, Hyo-yeon was like the only one that could rock that blonde.
Well, I think it's because SME went for sort of a very Western concept in terms, like, compared to the other ones. So I think they took some chances in trying to, in their own minds, Western it up by, you know, making some blondies. And it doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Thank God it's just the wig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I would have come to Korea. Like, you fix that hair right now. Fix it.
And Hyo-yeon's
I'll pay
parts.
For the extensions.
Wow. Like, they can't afford. Can you guys imagine Tiffany, though, as a younger blonde? Because she always said that she was blonde when they were, like, training and stuff. Or, like, before Sonyeosh did debut. I wonder how that looked.
I'm pretty sure that was just, like, really, like, majorly highlighted. I'm pretty sure she didn't, like, dye her hair,
oh, really?
Did she?
It wasn't blonde
yeah.
one? Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, it was just highlights.
Alright, guys. We're going to take a break now, and this is track 4 off of Sonyeosh's new album, Hoot. Track 4, Wake Up. 그냥 참고 참았지 그게 사랑인 줄 난 알았었어 이제와 널 생각하니 돌아보니 참 웃기지도 않아 왜 난 그딴 기가 찬 너의 행동을 모두 받아준 건지 혼자 나눠는 back. That was Sonyeosh's new song off of their new album, track number 4, Wake Up. And when I came here to Korea, there's actually a song called Wake Up from Son Dambi and was my ringtone for the longest time. But, oh yeah, I'm gonna wake up to this now. Where are you guys at?
I'm right here.
Yep.
Alright, so during our break, Hero had actually left us, which is unfortunate because now we're going to do our Aegyo corner.
Wow,
you guys don't sound so happy about
it. I said it before, I'll say it again, I hate you all.
Don't hate me, hate our listener.
Hero started it all.
And now she's gone.
And now she's gone, yeah. She's a master genius at starting all of this.
She's good.
Like, just before she left, she's like, don't forget Aegyo! Oh, God.
She's a mind ninja, man. What can I say?
Well,
GT, want to do it first?
Look, seriously, I don't have any ego to give. I don't have anything to do.
Neither do I.
Come on, boys.
Like, no. If you give me something, I'll give it a shot. I don't have anything to do. That's a thing.
Here, say this.
Say what?
Say this.
Like, in Sunny Aegyo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How
do it.
Okay, give me a few seconds. I need to get in the zone.
The Echo zone.
Oh, no. You guys better brace yourselves for this. Should we cue him? Should we cue him, everyone? 3, 2...
Wait. How do you even pronounce that?
Pegopa.
I haven't put on the ego yet.
We're gonna count you down, man. You just gotta do it. Just gotta brace yourself and do it.
I'm gonna get like a
countdown.
I'm gonna get like a million anti fans.
Cindy and Green, ready? Countdown. 5, 4.
4.
Three.
Oh. 2.
You all suck.
It's so, 9. So off. The countdown is off. I'll do it. I'll do it by myself. Okay, ready? Ready, Jed?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Pickle pop. I hate you all.
Wow.
Seriously, I am going to gut you all like a fish. I promise you that.
That was terrible.
Yes, that was terrible.
Oh my god.
Thank you, Dredd, for trying, though.
Hate you.
Oh, my fingers curl. Really
as they should. As they should, seriously.
That was just like a call for a punch. Punch him, someone, punch him.
Kick, punch. It's kick. All in the mind. If you want to test it. Green tea. You want to try that, dude? Come on, no. Everyone, let's just all do the same. Come on, let's do it and then get it over with. Green tea, ready?
That works.
Wow.
I'm sorry, you guys.
No, it's okay. Wow, you had a real shrill one.
That was so great.
That was worth it.
Cindy, go for it.
What? Do what?
Do
no,
mine.
No.
Oh, come on. Oh, so you make us
do it. Everyone's got to do it.
You're pulling out. Nah.
I didn't make you do it.
Not having it.
Can I do something else? I don't want to do...
You know, do whatever.
I don't know just what to do. Can we just save this for next podcast?
Fine.
No. Everyone has to do one now. Everyone just do one.
No, get I'm for real. With. If you want me to get kicked out of my dorm.
Okay, the boss gets one pass. One pass gets the boss.
Yay. Okay, fine. Okay, moving on.
Hey, mate, you haven't done one. What is this?
You want me to
what is this?
Oppa, 사랑해요.
I think we have a new wielder of the Shika effect.
You guys suck. And I have to leave that pause in just because.
Yes, you do.
Anyways,
it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't special.
Oh my gosh! Really?
It wasn't curl.
That works. That works. That's redeemed.
Okay, moving on.
So, I've been here in Korea for 3 months now. Today is my official 3 months. And last time I talked... Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
For what?
For making it to 3 months.
You weren't deported
yet. Were you expecting her to, like, drop dead or something? Or to, like, not survive?
Guys
are heartless. Yeah, exactly. Dang, can I get, like, some sympathy?
For what?
Boys are heartless. Ooh, heartless.
Yay!
Thank you. Yay. Thank you. Thank you. The last time I talked to you guys on the podcast was podcast number 3, and I accidentally found the spouse store in Myeongdong in Seoul, and that place was huge.
I saw pictures. It was huge.
Okay. That's what she said.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, so here in my town, I think they had just actually recently opened up a gubne shop, and I ordered it. It is so delicious, guys. I'm not even kidding you. There's a reason why the girls are the spokesperson for it.
Because
when I had it.
Because SME are being paid by gubne.
No, it's really good. Like, I'm not even kidding you. I ordered that. Really, it's not going to be fresh, though. I swear to you, it's like they killed the chicken, and they're like, alright, let's just throw it on the pan and stuff. Like, it was really fresh. It was really good. And then Oh, that's awkward. Okay, so when they delivered it, oh, that's the other thing about delivery here. You don't have to tip the guy, which is totally awesome. They
you guys have to tip?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how it works in America land, but we don't have to tip.
You don't tip?
Well,
we have a delivery fee, but we don't tip.
They're going to spit
There's
in your
no
food.
Delivery. Exactly.
Nah.
Exactly.
We're not like you that. Just, we're not crazy.
What about taxi drivers? Do you guys tip taxi drivers?
Generally we do, but it's not like, I don't think everyone does it.
Well, they don't tip at all here in Korea. For delivery men, taxi drivers, restaurants, for waiters and stuff, you don't tip, which is totally awesome. It is weird, but it's totally good. And when they, the guy brought it, he gave me a package of Sonyeosde bromides, and they're pretty big, like, they're maybe like a foot long or something, each of the 9 girls. And the paper quality of the thing is pretty good too, so it's pretty awesome. You guys need to try Gubne chicken. Gubne has chicken.
Well, when I visit Korea, yeah. You can take me there.
Oh, for sure. Come over now.
Not happening.
Send me those bromides.
Oh, of course, I got you your set. It's in my suitcase.
Yeah, girl.
You know I got you. Ain't no
she
thing.
Yeah, my bad.
Please do not go ghetto on our podcast.
Anyways.
And I gotta edit that. Sorry.
Moving on.
She got my back.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. Did I talk about the Incheon Music Festival last time?
No, don't think so.
Okay, well, I did go to that. And for concerts here, a lot of the concerts, foreigners are actually offered, like, either free seating or discounted seating, which is really awesome because they want to get the foreigners on camera, so you guys are always like grouped together and stuff. But I went to the Incheon Music Festival, which was the first concert they did after they started their promotions in Japan, and wow, that was pretty awesome. Oh my gosh, their sets for their stages, this is the only thing I've been to so far as K-pop goes, but Korea stages are so elaborate, I'm not even kidding you. And even in tiny little, like, provincial towns and stuff, their stages are awesome. And which is cool, too. When you go to small towns, everyone, they're always celebrating something. So, music is a really big thing in Korea. And you guys need to come. Like, it's something to really look forward to. But the bigger news right now is I've been living in the area where Taeyeon is from. And I didn't even realize it because my computer has been broken for the longest time. And I will, I don't know if I want to spoil it for you guys right now. Should I tell him something?
Do it.
Okay.
Podcast listeners are awesome.
They're going to hate us for listening for an hour, though.
Oh, yeah.
Since I live here in Jeonju, I'm going to go to Taeyeon's mom and dad's eyeglasses shop and interview them. And that should be sometime in the next 2 podcasts or something.
Oh, dude! Awesome!
There will be pictures of Taeyeon's little shrine. Or not even little shrine. The whole shop, I think.
The whole fucking shop is her shrine.
Yeah, so there will be videos of the shop and maybe a picture with her parents. So
plug the blog. Plug the blog.
If we're lucky, maybe they'll call Taeyeon and we'll even get, you know, like a little exclusive thing. We'll see. And
Yuri, have it arranged?
No, I'm going too soon. Very soon. It's because my computer's been broken, so. But I am in I'm an hour away, but I was living in her city for a week because of my orientation. Mm-hmm. So that should be coming up really soon. And also, my friend is actually, I was telling Cindy this.
What? You serious?
Yeah, there's more news. Sorry, there's more news. My friend is actually friends with Tiffany. So
wow.
I will be meeting Sonyeosde eventually, and the blog will be getting something big, like an actual exclusive. So please look forward to it.
Oh my god.
Everyone look forward to it, please. Okay, now to end the show. Jed, if you could please tell everyone about the SoshiCast tab.
Okay, no problem. Look, recently we haven't been updating, like, the blog superficially that much, but we do, since, like, our last podcast, we do have a new SoshiCast tab, so if you are looking to listen to any of our older SoshiCast or even the latest one, just jump onto the tab and download the link. We also have streaming on that on the blog itself, and also I think we have started a YouTube channel, so our future podcasts will always be put on there, so you can always tune in on the YouTubes and give it a listen. Also, just as a little bit of a plug, please subscribe to our Twitter, follow our Twitter. We've got 6,500 followers at the moment, so that is huge. We are looking to just keep building on that, and, you know, always trying to improve the blog for all you guys and just trying to do our best updating our posts.
Please
be the always awesome, you know, readers, visitors, commenters that you are.
All right. Well, does anyone else want to say anything before we cut this out?
Seriously, if you meet Tiffany, no, there is no, like, seriously, that is the coolest thing ever. Words cannot describe how cool you are right now.
Man.
Can I hold your books? Like, can I, like, fight a Korean, like, hold your books? Just on the off chance that you meet her?
Yes, you may. Not that I go to school or anything, but you may.
I don't care. I'll hold your, like, backpack or something, whatever.
That's more cool. Mm-hmm. Please support SNSD's new mini album. Please buy it. Do not illegally download. Yes, Asia, DVD Heaven, wherever the hell. Get it.
Soshi Goods.
Oh, yeah. I bought it. And I got a poster with it. I don't know what you guys get.
Mine's on the way.
That's good. But yeah, please go buy Sonyasha's new album and keep listening to our podcast and commenting on the blog, because our staffers do read your comments, especially if they're the ones that posted it. It goes straight to their email, so I know mine does. And I love reading comments, so please comment on the blog. DT, anything else?
I have something to say. Look, to the commenters that commented on our SoshiCast schedule post with the stuff that they wanted us to discuss about, we tried to cover a few things. I'm sure that we've missed some things. I do sincerely apologize if we do miss stuff. Just try to repost that if you really think it's an important issue, and I'll see if I can notice it coming in and out again and again and again, and try to cover it. But we are performing or, you know, podcasting on a strict schedule. So, and we all don't have, you know, all that much time, and this is probably our longest podcast to date. So, I do sincerely apologize, but, you know, please keep listening and keep posting. I mean, it's great to hear stuff that you guys you want us to talk about, and it's always a pleasure to debate about it.
Definitely. Like you said, please continue to comment on our blog and stuff, and we apologize if we did go on some crazy tangents. It's just been a while since we've all been together again.
But dude, this podcast, I'm sure, by the time you get up to this point, you'll be like, whoa, that was awesome. That was worth it.
Please look forward to them. Or that.
Just end it.
Okay, please look forward to them, guys. Alright, see you later for Soshi Podcast, SoshiCast number 6.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.